$200,000. And again, our thanks to everyone who has joined us. It's 12:30. Time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A former Chicago police official, accused but never charged with beating, shocking, and otherwise torturing scores of suspects, has been arrested. John Burge was taken into custody today at his home in Florida on perjury and obstruction of justice charges that accused him of lying about participating in the abuse back in the 70s and 80s. A federal indictment contends Burge lied in written answers to a civil rights lawsuit when he said he and other detectives hadn't covered a suspect's head with a typewriter cover until he couldn't breathe. Burge was fired by the police department in the early 90s. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald says there's no place for torture in a police station and there's no place for perjury in federal lawsuits. Burge is tentatively scheduled to be arraigned in Chicago November 27th. Teachers at Rantoul Township High School are now working under a new contract. School board members unanimously ratified the three-year contract last night, a week after teachers did the same. It followed several months of negotiations. Superintendent David Requa says it calls for an average pay increase of 4.5% each year for teachers and contains no significant changes in other benefits. The supervisor in City of Champaign Township is making this current term her last. Media reports say Linda Abernathy decided not to run for a second term because of health concerns. Abernathy's not yet returned calls seeking comment. She was elected to the post in 2005 and has had numerous run-ins with Champaign City Council members over the amount the township can spend on poor relief. 2 years ago, voters turned down a property tax referendum backed by Abernathy. Another referendum is on next month's ballot. A drop in natural gas prices will result in lower Ameren bills as the heating season gets underway. A softening worldwide demand for energy means bills for the company's three utilities will go down more than 20% next month. Spokesman Lee Morris says Ameren remains cautiously optimistic that gas prices will stay lower for a while, but he says there's no chance that rates will drop to what they were in 2007.
Crude oil hasn't gone back to the price it was a year ago. And everything at my grocery store hasn't gone back to the price it was a year ago. And it's a product of supply and demand. It's what market forces put it at. And remember, we were buying natural gas for delivery in the winter. We were purchasing it in the summer.
Ameren IP customers will see the biggest drop with a 35% decrease in November bills. Ameren Silco bills will go down 27%. Ameren CIPS customers will pay 22% less. Morris says the company always buys natural gas in advance, and a portion of it is hedged or price-protected to protect against swings in the marketplace during the winter months. Meanwhile, Ameren says it's no time to let up on energy conservation measures like furnace inspections, reducing hot water usage, and enrolling in a budget billing program. Preliminary numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics in Indiana show the state lost about 3,300 jobs last month. Indiana was among 41 states in the District of Columbia that lost jobs, but there is some good news for Indiana also. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell from 6.4% in August to 6.2% in September. Indiana's unemployment rate was the lowest of its neighboring states. The state can lose jobs while employment rises because the unemployment rate takes into account other factors such as the number of people looking for a job. Southern Illinois University at Carbondale is now offering in-state tuition rates for college-bound high school students in three neighboring states. The university's Board of Trustees says the offer to students in Missouri, Kentucky, and Indiana would take effect for the academic year beginning next August. SIU President Glenn Pichard says the move has been discussed for about a year and that it reciprocates what the neighboring states already have been doing. The cuts mean an annual savings of nearly $10,000 for an out-of-state undergraduate student to attend the Carbondale School. A similar plan being proposed for the Edwardsville campus of SIU is expected to be approved by trustees in December. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 4:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.
It's 12:35. Let's check in now with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Hi, Ed.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Yeah. You've been busy this morning,
yep.
Haven't you?
Yeah, it was a busy morning and continues to be a busy midday. And Jay Pierce just walked into my office.
Yeah.
And he said that he just got a nice gift, and we are now within $25,000 of the goal. That
That's
means
fabulous.
We've passed the 175 mark on the way to 200,000.
Yeah. So not only have you been doing weather today, you've been our statistician.
I've been doing some of that, and we'll be answering phones during the closing market report as well.
Okay, very good. Well, back to the weather. Most of us are seeing a beautiful day in Illinois and Indiana today.
It is beautiful right now.